thousands of teachers and paraprofessionals in Baltimore City are heading to the polls today to vote in their union election. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden has more.
For almost two decades, Marietta English has been the president of the Baltimore Teachers Union. But that's something a large group of Baltimore City educators want to change. The group is called The Union We Deserve, and the election has become heated recently, with both sides crying foul play in campaign tactics. The race has been contentious, English says, but her accomplishments speak for themselves and have satisfied her union members. 2 years ago, jobs were on the line when school administrators proposed cuts. English says she fought and won.
When the district talked about laying off 1,000 people, we held fast, and not a person was laid off from the teacher rank, and everybody that was laid off in the PSRP rank, we got their jobs back.
She points out that the starting salary for a Baltimore City teacher is $46,000.
Our teachers are the highest paid starting salary in the state. We have the best health care that people in the state would love to have. They would love to have it. But we have the greatest health care.
She also points to a safety task force she created, which recommended teachers receive more in-depth training for discipline issues. She says she's reached out to the teachers and paraprofessionals pushing for change under the slate, The Union We Deserve.
We have been very inclusive, inviting them to the table to hear their ideas, inviting them to be on committees.
Corey Gaber is a sixth grade literacy teacher at Southwest Baltimore Charter School. He's running for a seat on the teacher chapter of the executive board with The Union We Deserve slate. He says they have collaborated with English on several issues, creating and gathering a teacher survey to better understand teachers' priorities and working on more equitable school performance measures.
On other issues, we weren't able to work together, such as making voting more accessible for teachers. When we pushed for that, we got zero response and willingness to work together.
Several times a year, the union members need to vote on important decisions and negotiations. Gaber and his group say the turnout on those votes is notoriously low, typically 6 to 20%. They say that's because voting is only open from 7:30 to 5:30, mostly when teachers are at work, and only held on one weekday. Voting is inaccessible, thus the low turnout. They point out that other teachers' unions have changed all that. But it's not only the fact that they want more access to voting. They want access to what they're voting on. He says the Union We Deserve leadership will actively reach out to union members, so they're building the group's agenda.
Those places where we felt like there were vital issues that weren't being addressed is what motivated us to say we're going to keep pushing within the system, but we're also going to start organizing a group beyond the current system so that we can push for change that really is more transformative and not just incremental.
Gaber says the Union We Deserve wants to organize so they're better able to work the halls of the State House, lobbying for bills they've helped craft. Union leadership they envision, Gaber says, looks at the big picture.
If the pay and benefits was sufficient, then we wouldn't have massive droves of teachers leaving the system every year.
He says they'll fight for pay and benefits, but teachers come to Baltimore City to do great work with kids, and they need the support to do it. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.